BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not on this week, we're back next week, but here's some good bits from yesteryear.
I think I found another way to earn loads of money. But I'm sure I'm onto a winner with this one.
They've worked so well so far, haven't they? Because he's still here.
I'm pretty certain this is the one.
Go on then.
So I was out having a meal a couple of nights ago, sitting outside because it was quite good weather, and this like trio of people came over, and they were dressed as Mexicans, and they were singing songs.
Oh, those are the people that pretend to be Spanish. They're always outside the restaurants, aren't they? They're from Croydon.
Yeah, well, but they were brilliant, and everyone was going for it, like clapping away. It was. They were really good.
Really?
They're often wearing sunglasses and smiling,
and big hats.
Yeah,
and I reckon they were getting loads of money from it because I gave them a couple of quid.
Really?
I gave them a standing ovation.
Yeah, but you always pay for those things. Like when we went out for dinner the other night, the guy came round with the roses, and he must have had about 150. And he went, "Hey, mate, how much for the whole basket?"
Yeah, because I was trying.
You were prepared. You were prepared to buy the entire box of roses for
you.
Me.
Yeah.
And he was basically like, and walked off thinking you were having a joke.
I know, he didn't believe me.
And then you were like, "Whoa, his loss."
I was being a gent.
So I have never seen those people. I've never seen them get any money from anyone outside restaurants.
No.
But they're always around. As soon as the weather goes over about 12 degrees in any major city.
I think you're wrong. I think you're both wrong. I think they get loads of money.
Really?
I think people genuinely like it. I genuinely like it.
But it's got to be split three ways.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, so you're just going to... Are you going to have other people with you or are you just going to go out on your own?
I like it. It's gone from, I think they earn money to, you should do it. You should do it.
Yeah.
Are you up for doing it?
Well, I assumed he was going to do it because he said it was a good
money
making scheme. You don't come up with a scheme and then not do it, do
you? Should we do it?
Well, all of us?
No. I think, do you know what? Because you're going to make more money if you go out on your own because those groups have to split three ways.
Yeah. And you want all the monies to yourself.
Yeah. You earn more money if you do it on your own.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Chris thinks that people having lunch or dinner outside restaurants love it when those musicians come along and start singing. I don't know about you, but I put my head straight down. Oh, God.
I love it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it when they did it.
Do you?
They were brilliant.
Thing is, this is not busking. Busking is people passing by. They are aggressively going up to you while you're eating your dinner and playing you a song.
You know how I feel about music, especially fast music whilst I'm eating.
Oh, you can't do it, can you?
No, I just can't cope.
Over a certain beat per minute.
I know, yeah. It has to be slow music or no music.
You can't eat, can
No,
you?
I can't.
Why? Do you eat in time?
It just makes me really agitated and I eat too quickly and then I get like...
We talked about this before.
Yeah.
She's got a certain BPM she can eat at.
Yeah. I can't eat with Danny Howard's on. It just makes me go like, ugh.
No. She's often often starving during dance anthems.
Yeah.
Right, let's try this, okay? We've got a guitar upstairs.
Oh, you got your sexy Mexican outfit you can wear as well.
Bring out the sexy Mexican costume. We've got a sombrero upstairs. And let's find out who's right. Will Chris be able to make any money as one of those musicians who comes up to you while you're having your lunch?
Right.
No.
I'm saying no.
I'm saying 100% yes.
Let's see who's right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Where are you, Chris, please?
I'm just down the road from Radio 1, like outside a load of bars and restaurants. And
now, earlier on in the show, you said that you think people that sing outside of restaurants make an absolute fortune. You think this is a proper money spinner?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think they do at all. You know the people I'm talking about. There you are, sat outside with your mates, or maybe a loved one, having a meal, and they come along and go, hola, with smiley faces, and sing you a little song. Often something Spanish. But do they make any money? We're about to find out. Now, Becky, where are you?
Now, I'm sat in a cafe opposite, watching from a distance. You know, like on Facejacker, where the girl on the phone in the balaclava's, like, lurking around the corner? That's me, but minus the balaclava. So I'm just standing back, watching. We're about to watch it all unfold.
I do love this, that you are watching it happen, but at a safe distance, so you can run away.
I wish I'd bought a newspaper so I could kind of peer over the top of it, because that's what I feel like. I feel a bit like a spy, but a rubbish one.
I am also very glad that you're not wearing a balaclava.
A balaclava-clad person next to someone in a sombrero always equals trouble, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. So describe what Chris looks like. How far away is he from you?
I'm not very good with distance. He's about like a double-decker bus away, but I'm like sort of hiding behind a tree in a restaurant. I'm like sat in a bush, effectively. Chris has got a guitar. He's got a yellow moustache on. It's a problem with the moustaches because I got sent out earlier to get some notable moustaches. Yeah. But unfortunately, in the pack of six, there wasn't like a Mexican tash.
The problem with the notable moustaches that you brought back was that one of them wasn't sticky enough, and that was the one that looked the most Mexican. So we had to go for the Hulk Hogan one.
Yeah, it's very yellow.
Kind of droopy and yellow. Doesn't match his hair, but
it's
whatever.
It's not even blonde. It's more like egg yolk yellow. And he's got a sombrero still with the price tag left on, which is kind of dangling down in front of him. And he's got some bright blue sunglasses. So he's looking hot.
So, Chris, you look like a skinny Hulk Hogan in a sombrero.
Yes, I do, yes.
And you got your guitar there?
Got my guitar. It's quite busy around here, though, seriously, man.
So there's quite a few people having lunch, yes?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of people having lunch. A few people having a few drinks, lunchtime drinks and all that.
And we're going to find out if your theory that singers outside restaurants make an absolute fortune is true or not.
Yeah, I reckon I could earn a bit of money out of this.
And we're about to find out who's right and who's wrong. Are you ready for this, Becky?
I'm ready to make a quick exit if it all goes wrong.
Okay, let's get on with it. Becky, you describe what's happening. Chris, you ready?
I'm ready. What song are we doing first?
Whatever you think is suitable, really, for a Spanish guitar player with a Hulk Hogan moustache.
All right, I'm going in.
Becky, what can you see?
Chris is just walking over to a restaurant with about 25 people sat outside. He's stood right in the middle of the tables and is about to start performing, I think.
Happy lunchtime, everybody.
Oh, my God, he's saying hello.
It's not about the money, money. There's no need for money. I just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. Let's hear you sing. Cha-ching, ka-ching, ain't it better? Ba-bang, ba-bang, want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag.
What's happening now?
People are looking and smiling. He's doing that. He's doing his thing with his legs, which looks a bit like river dance.
You make me feel
sure
good.
The,
you make me feel straight. You make me feel like I can never go my way.
Some guy's got his head in his hands.
You make doing another song.
Good. Like, you make me feel straight. You
he's
make
got,
me
he's,
feel like.
You know what? He's got quite a good audience.
He's just doing Jesse J.
But they're intrigued. He hasn't lost them.
Any monies?
No applause. Oh, a lady clap.
No monies.
Any monies, Chris?
Any monies? What's that, sorry?
He's actually holding
pardon
down
me? Sorry, say that again. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, we might have to move on.
Right, what's happened?
They're not asking for an encore, let's just put it that way.
Well, what did that woman say?
She told me to get lost.
Oh, I'm enjoying this.
Should we move
He's gone
to the next
so
one?
Red, his face is clashing with his tash.
Becky, where should we go next?
I think you should probably go to the Italian restaurant.
Okay.
With the blue thing.
So the Italian restaurant, Chris?
Yeah.
Can you see that?
All right, then. Okay. Was the music all right? Maybe I need to do more of a Mexican accent.
Yeah, that would be good. But why are you just doing Jesse J?
It just feels right.
Do you do requests?
Can do.
Can you do... do it like a dude for me.
Do it like a dude.
Yeah.
Alright. That's okay. Do it like a dude.
Becky, do you think he's going to get some money while he's here?
This is going to be awful because the restaurant he was outside before is full of like quite young people, whereas this one has just got a few businessmen. So and they don't look like happy businessmen. You know, they're like the sort of sour-faced ones. So I don't know, I'm going to hide behind my bush again.
And he is dressed as a Mexican Hulk Hogan who is about to sing Do It Like a Dude.
How does it start? I remember. All right. Mm. Ready?
I'm ready.
Oh.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, no.
Hello, everyone. I'm the sexy Mexican. Happy lunchtime. Stump, stump, I've arrived. Money, mommy. We can do it like the man them. We can do it like the man them. Sugar, man them. You can do it like a brother, do it like a dude. Where am I going to do like you? We can do it like the man them. We can do it like the man them, man them. We can do it.
Like it's just no one is, like, you know that thing where people sort of do that sort of, like, go away movement with their hands, like they're trying to get rid of a fly out of their face.
Swatting him like a fly.
Yeah. He's still going.
Sing along. It's not about the money, money, money. Oh. We don't need the money, money, money. We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price.
I don't think he's going to get any money.
Happy lunchtime. Any monies?
Oh.
Chris?
No. What? This hasn't worked at all.
So you slightly come around to my way of thinking now, they don't make any money.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
I win, everyone come back.
I'm coming back.
Okay, bye. Right. Scott Mills. Lizzie Smith is at work and trying not to laugh her head off because she's stealth listening on her headphones. That was good, that wasn't it? Didn't make any money, though. Rob English has been on Twitter. The Mexican Hulk Hogan is genius. Proper cheered up my lunchtime. Jamie Jones claims to have wet himself, probably hasn't really. And Sadie appears to be crying with laughter. She might not be. Just if Becky is back yet, come in and see me because I want to know how that was. Oh, here she is. Come in. So that was the sexy Mexican. I think my favourite bit from the whole thing was this.
Hello, everyone. I'm the sexy Mexican. Happy lunchtime. Stump, stump. I've arrived. Money, money, mommy. Dum, 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 dum. We can do it like the man them, man them. We can do it like the man them, man them.
So good.
Sorry, I literally just like, I'm not being funny, right? On that, that sounds really bad. In real life, can I just say, on that recording, it sounds like I'm making a very different noise to the noise I was trying to make.
Okay,
I'll explain it.
Let's hear that again.
Stump, stump, I've arrived. Money, money, mommy. Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, yeah, I heard that then.
No, it gets worse. Oh.
We can do it like the man, them, man, them. We can do it like the man, them, man, them. Sugar, 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 man, them.
Oh, my God.
That sounds so totally different to what I was doing. Like, out there, it's really embarrassing. And that was a more like, oh, poor
it,
Chris.
It
oh.
sounded like. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, no, it was one of the most embarrassing things. So I was actually going, oh, Fringe. Like really feeling sorry for him. Not like, oh. Oh.
BBC Three's adaptation of Sally Rooney's international bestseller is finally here.
I did used to think that I could read your mind at times. Maybe that's normal.
It's not.
And we're obsessed with normal people.
Join me, Ivana Lynch.
And me, Riyad Khalif, as we focus on conversations sparked by the series.
The universal themes of love, relationships, growing up and finding yourself as a young adult, especially in a small town in West Ireland.
Plus, we'll be joined by members of the cast and super fans of the book and series.
Obsessed with normal people.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.